to Ernesto Martinez. Batting eighth is Archer Hitman, the center fielder, number 10 at Waterkeep, Hernandez. And batting ninth, the left fielder, he's number 1, Terrence Gostin.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Yeah, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. With Adam Jacks at my side, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and it's time for another exciting evening of Utter Tuggers baseball. It's the Wisconsin Utter Tuggers and your Lansing Lugnuts. Lugnuts clad in their road blacks, Utter Tuggers clad in their overalls. Down to the field we go. It's time for a saxophone national anthem.
Until they exit the field after our national anthem, which is performed tonight by Tom Jones.
Oh, yeah! Tom Jones on the saxophone with the national anthem. The colors have been presented in deep center field, and they are now marching off out beyond the open center field gate in between the two bullpens, Lansing on the left and Wisconsin on the right. And the Wisconsin Utter Tuggers pitchers are standing alongside mascot Whiffer. Meanwhile, mascot Fang, the Timber Rattler, is down the right side. There's no cow here that we can see on the field for the Utter Tuggers, but they are the Utter Tuggers for second consecutive day. It is day one of the second half of the year. And joined, as always, by Adam Jackson.
Tonight you can call him Farmer Fang, Jesse?
Farmer Fang. We have seen the Farmer Fang bobblehead. Utter Tuggers are ready. They've taken the field. And defensively, it's Terrence Dostin in left and center field. It's Eduardo Fernandez and right field Joe Gray Jr. At first base, Ernesto Martinez Jr. The second baseman is Robert Moore. At shortstop, Eric Brown Jr. Ben Metzinger is at third, and Matt Wood is the catcher. Adam, I turn to you. Let's preview this man on the mound. The right-hander, Tyler Wasner.
Well, he's been excellent this year, Jesse. I mean, you look at his numbers. ERA sits just over 2.5. The man out of Central Arizona College, 6th-round selection last year in 2022, and he has been special but extra special at home. That ERA sits under 2 at home, 31 strikeouts, just 11 walks, and especially in the month of June, his ERA through 3 starts, just up over 1.5. So he has been pitching the ball really, really well.
I believe that Brett Harris also came through Central Arizona on his way to Gonzaga, on his way to the Oakland Athletic system.
Yes, indeed.
The Lansing Lugnuts starting lineup features the shortstop Max Muncy leading off. Batting second, first baseman Jack Winkler. Heading third, the catcher Daniel Susak. Right fielder Junior Perez cleans up. Center fielder Brian Wilbas bats fifth. Batting sixth, the left fielder Clark Elliott. Heading 7th, DHing at C.J. Rodriguez. Batting 8th at 3rd base, Aribiel Anales. And rounding off the order, batting 9th at 2nd base, Mariano Ricciardi. Muncy, Winkler, Susak. Perez, Buelbas, Elliott, Rodriguez, Anales, Ricciardi. Adam, your spotlight lug nut is...
Daniel Susak today, Jesse.
All right. We're ready for play. Time currently 6:41 p.m. Central Time. Righty, righty. Wasner and the Utter Tuggers overall luck. Deals to Max Muncy. On the first offering, called a strike by the home plate umpire Nobuya Suda. 6:41 p.m. Time of first pitch, Central Time. A strike, one toss. Smash to center field. Fernandez goes back over his other shoulder, looks up, and that ball's off the wall. Muncy dashes for second base, losing his helmet in the process. The throw comes in late. He's in there standing with the double.
That'll do.
You sure you don't want Max Muncy as your spotlight lugger?
Yeah, I feel like I can renege here and try again.
You know, that's Max's second hit in the series. He had been one of the few lugnuts who'd been struggling offensively. Well, so much for that. Off the center field wall, some 400 feet away.
That's two in a row. I mean, Susak last night sent it out there, was just off the batter's eye. And the same thing for Max Muncy to start tonight.
So Muncy in scoring position, the batter Jack Winkler. Day off yesterday, cycled the day before that. The pitch, low for ball one from Wasner. Well, welcome to the ball game, Tyler Wasner, and welcome into the series. We'll get more into this a little bit later on, but each team is 0-0, this being the first game of the second half, but it's the fourth game of the series. And after the Lugnuts dropped the first one in a 3-0 shutout, they have roared back. They won 7-1 on Wednesday afternoon. Jack Winkler hitting for the cycle in that game. And then Winkler scheduled day off yesterday, and the Lugnuts came right back, and they won 4-3. Ready for play. Ball one offering. Up and away. Ball two to Jack Winkler. With his hot streak now riding a 7-game hitting streak, a 9-game on base streak, that batting average has jumped up to 248. Muncy at second, nobody out. The pitch. Bouncing ball up the middle. Second baseman to his right. Moore gives to the shortstop to throw it to first, and they get the out 4-6-3. Moore to Brown to Martinez. Winkler retired. Muncy takes third. What is this, a Harlem Globetrotters film?
I have never seen that before in my life. Never. On an individual out, that is so smart right there by Moore. Had no chance to get it, so he flips it over to his teammate Brown to get the out at first. Well done.
Infield drawn in for Daniel Susak, trying to bring in Muncy to give the Lugnuts the early lead. The pitch, the breaking ball, misses down and in. It was so deftly done, too, so smooth. It was as if they planned it. Righty, righty. A 1-0 pitch from Wiesner. Breaks outside for ball two against a guy yesterday who, Adam, as you mentioned, the triple off the center field wall, but also a couple of walks drawn. So Susak now hitting 281, 360 the on-base percentage. A deep breath, then the pitch. Susak punches it on the ground down toward first, dropped by Martinez. Muncy for the plate, and Martinez, because of the initial drop, can only take it himself to his own base. Susak is out, Muncy is in. Lugnuts lead 1-0. Some plays aren't an error, but they feel like an error, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, because you know he wanted to come home with that. That's why they had the infield drawn in there, but nice job. Muncy gets the leadoff double, and the Lugnuts able to get him in.
He grabs that initially. Adam, I think that there's a play at home plate.
Absolutely.
Two outs, nobody in. Nobody on. One run in. The pitch to Junior Perez. Strike called from Wiesner. And that fastball is 95 miles an hour from the 6-4 right-hander. The wind, the pitch, fastball high. Perez yesterday, one hit in five trips. And that one hit was an RBI single. Wiesner shakes off a sign, agrees, deals. Ground ball up the middle, past the mat, into center field, base hit beyond the diving second baseman Moore. Center fielder Fernandez lobs it in towards second. Perez keeps things going with a single. So Tyler Wiesner, you're not done with this top of the first inning yet. Here comes Brian Buelbas. Perez a threat to run. 18 steals this year, four times caught. Righty, righty. Wiesner delivers. Strike called on the outside corner. 94 with the heater. Well, Brian, yesterday, 0 for 3 with a walk. Adam, have you checked out his on-base streak? Perez doesn't run. Buelbas strokes it to deep center field. Again, Fernandez turns around, and he runs it down just as he reaches the warning track. He's taken some peculiar routes, but in the end, Lansing scores one on two hits and one stranded. By the way, that Buelbas on-base streak, he's 1 for 17 in his last five games, but he's reached base in five consecutive games. And now he's 1 for 18, although he hit that ball well. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It's the Lugnuts 1, and the Utter Tuggers are coming up against Jake Garland.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Hey now, to the bottom of the first inning, Lugnuts quickly up 1-0 on the Utter Tuggers. Eric Brown Jr. will lead off for Wisconsin. He is the shortstop. Batting second, second baseman Robert Moore. Heading third, catcher Matt Wood. Joe Gray Jr. cleans up in right field. Batting fifth, the DH Darian Miller. Third baseman Ben Metzinger bats sixth. Batting seventh, first baseman Ernesto Martinez Jr. Center fielder Eduardo Fernandez eighth. And batting ninth, the left fielder Terrence Dostin. Let's get underway. Jake Garland deals in a called strike on the outside corner to Eric Brown Jr. Adam, your spotlight, utter tugger.
This man right here, Jesse, couple walks last night.
Righty to righty, bouncer foul, left side, strike two. He has such great speed. I don't think that there's anybody in the league who's as fast as the player that we just saw for Peoria.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Victor Scott the second?
Yeah, he was not coming in second in a lot of his races growing up.
No. But Eric Brown Jr., I don't think we've had a true chance to see how fast he is. Brown drafted in the second round by the Brewers. Takes low. One ball, two strikes. Actually, I stand corrected. The first rounder of the Brewers last year. Don't want to confuse him with the second rounder. They've got a couple. The pitch. A bouncer rolling foul down the left side. The second rounder last year is Jacob Mizorowski, who is going to start on Sunday. And then Joe Gray Jr. is going to bat later on in the starting lineup. He was the second rounder from 2018. No, Eric Brown Jr., I beg your pardon, the first rounder last year for the Brewers. So, I don't know, Adam. If I was a Brewers fan, it's not too far from Milwaukee to Appleton.
No, it's not. Oh, about an hour and a half south, I think, to Milwaukee.
Brown is hitting .263 this year. 42nd game of the season. Six doubles, two homers. 1-2 from Garland. Breaking ball curves low. Ball two. He is 22 years of age. And I think in looking at those stats, you love the stolen base numbers. 23 steals, three attempts. Error number is high. The pitch outside. So from 0-2 to 3-2. 10 errors committed. As a shortstop, you're going to have more chances. And then the average is low. OBP 314, OPS 600s. Chopper up the middle, tough play here. And that gets beyond the second baseman, Ricciardi. It's into center field for a base hit. Quickly, Buelbas up with it, gets it in. It's a leadoff single for Brown. Stolen base that on immediately to bring up Robert Moore.
I just wanted to check in and pat my back here for a second. We've got an RBI for Susak in the first, and we've got a base hit for Brown.
I'll pat your back for you. You don't have to dislocate your shoulder.
Spotlight hitter coming up clutch so far.
What are your thoughts on Robert Moore, huh? He swings and lifts the first pitch out to center field. Routine for Buelbas, trotting forward. Makes the catch. And Brown walks back to first base. There's a reason that you said, forget Moore.
Yeah, he's not my spotlight hitter. I mean, come on.
Expect
Fly
best
on the first
Moore.
Pitch?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And now the batter is Matt Wood. One out for Jake Garland. Let's talk about the Lugnuts right-hander. The Miami Hurricane.
Well, he's trying to get back in the win column, Jesse. He had that great initial outing for Lansing coming up here, but he struggled his last few outings.
Right-handed pitcher to the lefty. Runner takes off, pitch outside. Throw down to second base by Susak. Tag applied by Muncy, not in time. Stolen base number 24 for Brown. See what I mean? That guy's pretty fast.
So that's a base hit and a steal for Brown.
One ball, no strikes on Matt Wood.
Seems like a pretty good guy to have in the leadoff spot.
Yeah, I would say so. Wood waits. Garland deals. Outside. Two balls, no strikes. Fastball at 89 miles per hour.
Last time we saw Jake Garland, looked much better against South Bend. He gave up three runs. Before that, the two starts prior, 8 and 6 runs. And the strikeouts have been down the last two outings for him, just three apiece.
He fires at the knees for a called strike. Well, I remember the two of us talking to him and him saying he was not a strikeout guy in college, but he had been getting more strikeouts as a pro. Brown leads away from second. One away, home half of the first inning. Wisconsin trailing 1-0 to the Lugnuts. The set, the pitch, the curveball bounced foul, rolling right. So two balls, two strikes on Matt Wood, heading .270 this year in 30 games. Wood last year, a fourth round selection of these Brewers. And they have loaded up the Wisconsin roster. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He chased the fastball high, and there's the first strikeout today for Garland. Two outs in the first.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. Up and outside, you said it, chased it, and that's a good out pitch right there when you're even in the count 2-2 and you got a pitch to waste.
So now Joe Gray Jr., the second rounder from 5 years ago, who comes into play today on a 10-game hitting streak. Eric Brown Jr. leads away from second base. Righty, righty. First pitch. Bouncer foul left side. No balls and one strike, and the Wisconsin right fielder hitting cleanup as Garland looks to put up the zero. In the top of the first inning, it was a Muncy double. Moved to third on a Winkler groundout, scored on a Susak groundout. Here on the bottom of the first inning, Brown the single, the steal of second. Moore the flyout, Wood the strikeout. Garland deals the 0-1 to Gray. Here it comes. Ground ball on the left side, grabbed by Onelius. The throw to first in plenty of time. Side up, side down, Brown stranded. And as we go to the top of the second inning, it's the Lugnuts leading in Wisconsin 1-0.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The 6-7-8 batters are due up for Lansing. And that means Elliot Rodriguez and Onelius against the right-hander Tyler Wiesner, with the Lugnuts leading 1-0. Coming your way from Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium, the town of Grand Chute, Appleton, Wisconsin, the official address. Clark Elliott bats from the left side, the Lansing left fielder hitting sixth in the order. It was 1-for-4 yesterday with a single. Right-hander Tyler Wiesner delivers. First offering fouled away in the air off the left side. Strike one. Elliott batting 173. This is game number 30 with Lansing after he began the year playing for a single-A Stockton. Wiesner's pitch. Outside corner, strike two called on the off speed. Clark Elliott, the 69th overall pick in the 2022 draft out of Michigan, has a tattoo for the number 69. Bounces this pitch foul at home plate. Count stays 0-2. He has tattoos all over his left arm, the forearm, the upper arm, and he took me on a tour, Adam, just about the symbolism for each and every one of the tattoos. So there's the number 69. There's also an optical illusion because he loves illusions. There's a couple of different pieces of artwork because he's somebody who loves looking at art. He's an art appreciator. Wiesner's 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the hard stuff up. Tyler Wiesner's first strikeout.
There's a little, art museum downtown Appleton. We walked by it today. I bet he would appreciate seeing that.
I bet he would.
Not so much appreciating the art of that strikeout pitch that he just got, though.
The art of pitching is different. Righty, righty. One out, nobody on. CJ Rodriguez, first pitch, fastball outside. CJ DHing today. Slightly open stance. Bat waggling up and down. Wiesner offers. Strike called on the outside corner at 93. Lugnuts leapt on Wiesner in the first inning. The kick, the toss. Hit in the air, out to left field. A chance for Dostin. Terrence Dostin moves back to his left to make the catch. Oh, there's two outs. There was an ambush in the first inning. Max Muncy crashing a double off the center field wall. A couple of groundouts later, he was in with the game's first run. Junior Perez later a single, and then Brian Guelbas fly out to very deep center field. The second inning is going much better for Wiesner, but his utter tuggers are down 1-0. Roddy Roddy. Hey, Rubiales takes a called strike in the inside corner. Let me ask you, Adam. I've heard this from Chris Merring and a couple of other folks around the ballpark. Do you call them the Tuggers, or should we stay full name Utter Tuggers? A one breaks down and away. One ball and one strike.
You know, them with the two-word nicknames, right? You can't even escape it. You get Timber Rattlers, you get Utter Tuggers. Don't make it easy.
The 1-1 break even. Adele serves it on the line center field. Hangs up for Fernandez. And the side retired. 1-2-3. I'm going to stay with Utter Tuggers for the moment.
Only nickname they get, Scotty.
Let's go to the bottom of the second inning. Lansing 1, Wisconsin, nada.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The home half of the second inning from Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. We'll see Wisconsin bring up 5-6-7. Here's Darian Miller. And he takes a called strike on the outside corner from the righty Jake Garland. Miller, Metzinger, Martinez Jr. Lugnuts 1, Utter Tuggers nada. I know one from Garland. Strike 2 called. The curveball across the outside corner. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. Time called at home plate and granted to the batter. Darian Miller comes in hitting just .220. 12 doubles, a triple, 3 homers. We remember the 12th double yesterday. Came in the first inning, a 2-run double. Here's the pitch. Up and in and hit him. Jake Garland drills Miller. Darian Miller, who last year set the hit-by-pitch single-season record for Wisconsin, got hit by, 24 pitches or so, gets hit by his 6th pitch of this year.
Yeah, and Garland, that was a fastball. He just missed it. Threw it inside. It was right off the back of Darian Miller.
With a 2-strike pitch to boot. Well, here's Ben Metzinger. Runner at first, nobody out, 1-0 nuts. Righty to righty. Down and away, ball 1. You know, some of the best conversations between Adam and I don't come on the air. They come in between during the commercial breaks. The pitch. A ground ball hit toward short. The hop from Muncy. Feed second one. Ricciardi to first. It's 2. Double play. 6-4-3. Just add another one onto the Lugnuts league leading total. 63 double plays now this year. 19 in the last 12 games.
Yeah, don't even say 6-4-3. Just 6-3. 63. That now ties the team that leads the Texas League. Jesse, who is that team?
The Midland Rockhounds, Adam.
Ah.
Garland's pitch. Ernesto Martinez Jr. takes ball 1. So anyway, in the middle of this second inning, Adam suddenly turned to me and he asked, what color do I associate with Wisconsin? There's ball 2 down low. Lugnuts leading 1-0 and Garland looking to face the minimum in the second inning. Time granted to the batter, Martinez Jr., a left-handed slugging first baseman. So my immediate response was, okay, Wisconsin, the Bucky Badger, University of Wisconsin, red.
Correct, that's what I thought.
Garland nods yes. A second nod, a third nod, a long hold, and the pitch stays high and outside. The color here around this ballpark, do you know what this color is that they told me for the rooftop and all of the seats? The deal, a ground ball bouncing foul wide of first. 3-1.
I'm going to go burgundy.
They told me they consider this, hang with me now, cardinal red.
Are they colorblind?
Ground ball, right side sizzling for a base hit in the right field past the diving Ricciardi. And right, Perez plays it into Mariano on a two-out single for Ernesto Martinez Jr. They said, not St. Louis Cardinal red, simply Cardinal red.
Okay, I'm guessing there's some, like, different complexions of red as we're looking this up right now. There's a darker red, but
because
that's not...
There's some purple in this red, right? There's a little bit of purple going on.
It looks maroon. Okay.
Joaquin Fernandez is the batter, righty-to-righty. He lines a base hit to right field himself. Couple of hops in to Junior Perez charging. Perez plays it into Ricciardi. Martinez stops at second. Back-to-back singles after the double play ball. Well, Adam, you asked me that question about the color for the state of Wisconsin because you were making an important point.
Well, there's a lot of bold colors for their sports teams, right? I mean, the Brewers are the dark blue squad.
With yellow.
With yellow. And, of course, Green Bay, arguably the most known color scheme in the NFL because it's so different, that green and gold.
Terrence Dostin's the number 9 hitter. Bats left. 2-1, 2 out. The pitch. Taking all the way. Strike called on the outside corner.
So my question to you, if you are from Wisconsin,
yes,
you didn't go to the University of Wisconsin, but you're a huge Packer or Brewer fan, do you think red when you think of Wisconsin, or do you think one of those teams' colors?
Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball stays outside. I think it very much matters what you say in terms of city, because I don't think you think Wisconsin green and gold. You say Green Bay green and gold, Milwaukee blue and yellow, whole state of Wisconsin red. Dostin takes ball 2 inside.
Appleton cardinal red,
cardinal red, although for the utter tuggers it's a navy and pink. And I like that color combination for them. Garland sets, throws. That just missed off the outside corner. And he's fallen behind Dostin, 3-1, with the dangerous Eric Brown Jr. waiting on deck. Fernandez at first, Martinez at second. This inning began with an HBP, but then the double play ball, followed by the back-to-back singles. Here's the 3-1. A bouncer hit on the right side. The first baseman, Winkler, over gloves, turns, underhands to Garland, dropped it at first base. Ernesto Martinez Jr. turned around third, and then he quickly stopped. He is not a speed merchant, so he was going nowhere. But Dostin is on safely at first. We'll check the official scorer's ruling. Base is loaded for Eric Brown Jr.
Should be a base hit. That's a tough play right there for Winkler. Garland trying to get over there. Can't in time on a little squibber. And you know, all of a sudden, thank goodness for that double play, because you don't get it. There's maybe a run or two in right now, but all the bases full, and Lugnut's got to find a way out of this jam with 2 outs.
Pitching coach Don Schulz, he slows things down and visits the mound with Martinez at third, Fernandez at second, Dostin on at first, and Eric Brown Jr. shortly about to step in. Jake Garland is protecting a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the second inning.
7-8-9 batters, too, to do this against him. I mean, goodness.
This has not been a very strong Wisconsin offense. They come into play today hitting just .226 as a team. Their numbers, frankly, are comparable to Lansing's, although the Lugnuts hit for 9 points of a higher average, .235. But then on the pitching side, .416 team ERA for this Wisconsin squad that came in with a league-worst 26-38 record. So it's good news for them that everything resets with a half change. We're ready, righty to righty. Brown takes the slider for a called strike 1. About the half change. So 132 games in the Midwest League season for the Lugnuts, 131. They had a game canceled at South Bend. So The end of the first half was yesterday. Start of the second half is today. And 0-1. Brown fouls it away to the right side. The champions of each half. In the East, it was the Great Lakes Loons. In the West, it was the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They had the best record at the end of the first half for each of their divisions. They will now wait to see who wins the division in the second half in the East and the West. And everybody's record goes to 0-0. No balls, two strikes. The pitch. That breaks outside. Remember, Garland got out in front of Eric Brown Jr. back in the first inning. Strike one, strike two. And then he threw ball one, ball two, ball three, and Brown singled up the middle. So does Garland attack? First time granted to Brown.
That's the first time he's got two strikes on a batter in this half inning, with the ball not being put in play since the HBP to Miller, where he got up 0-2 and then plunked him on the next pitch. He's been behind here. That's part of the reason these bottom order guys have gotten on base against him.
Facing the number 8 prospect in the Milwaukee system. A chopper hit on a high hop toward short. Muncy grabs, fires to first, nips him at the bag, and ends the inning. Well, that's one first rounder retiring the other. Muncy grabbed it with a hop and then showed off his arm strength. In the bottom of the second inning, a hit batter, 3 singles, no runs for the Utter Tigers. And we go to the third inning, and still the Lugnuts leading 1-0. Adam Jackson will have the call when we resume.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Well, hello there as we bring you back for the top of the third. The second half of the season underway tonight. Lansing trying to get off to a 1-0 start in the second half. And so far, they're up 1-0 in this game. 9-1-2 coming up against the righty, Tyler Wasner, Mario Ricciardi, Max Muncy, and Jack Winkler. Righty on lefty, the first pitch. Up high and outside, ball one. Ricciardi, the second baseman tonight. OPS, it's just under 700. Batting average just above 285. The pitch, high hopper off the plate towards second. Racing forward is Moore. Collects, throws to first. Two pitches, one out. So first time through the order tonight for Tyler Wasner. Gave up two hits, Muncy's double, and Perez's single, and one run on the Susac RBI groundout. He's got one strikeout, no walks. And now off through the order for a second time. Here's the righty, Max Muncy. The right-hander Wasner kicks and throws. Fastball a little bit up. One ball, no strikes. Central Arizona College from where Tyler Wasner is from. A kick in the pitch. Bouncer, weakly hit towards third. Charging Metzinger. Bare hand, throws to first. Stretch at first. Falling down. Martinez squeezes it. And they just beat Muncy. That's a great play at both ends of the diamond. A bare hand field and a lunging, stretching, tumbling grab from Martinez, all while keeping the foot on the base.
I would say contrasting amounts of grace. Highly graceful down at third. Not so graceful at first, but equally effective.
Painful at first.
Yes. He took a tumble.
We'll start it, though. Two outs. Here's the righty, Jack Winkler. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Again tonight, wearing those bright yellow batting gloves. 1-0, Lansing leading, top three, bases clear, two outs. Another hot night, just short of 90 degrees at first pitch. We touched 90 degrees this afternoon. 0-1. Flies wide. 1-1. Central Arizona College, by the way, they are the Vaqueros. Pitch. That's popped up. First base side, out of play. 1-2, which in Spanish means, what do you think, Jesse? Oh, you can't cheat. The guy is Googling.
I didn't know that you would ask me.
Well, you got the answer. What do you got for me?
Cowboy.
That's right. The pitch home. Ooh, that comes in by the head of Winkler, and he just buzzes back in time. 2-2. Now it's the Vaqueros. And I'm
Vaquero.
Vaquero, yeah. And Vaquera for the women's teams. And they got a great baseball squad over there, junior college. 2-2 pitch. Up high, 3-2. They actually won the 2022 NGCAA College World Series. So, Tyler Wasner, a champion at Central Arizona College, and he pitched in the second-to-last game. The pitch popped up right side of the diamond. Second baseman Moore going back into the grass underneath of it. Reaches up with the left hand, makes the catch. And Lansing now has been set down 7 straight, going back to the flyout from Buelbas to end the first. We are through 2.5, 1-0, Lansing leading here in Appleton at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Last of the third coming up here in Appleton, Wisconsin. Thanks so much for spending your Friday evening with us, June 23rd, 2023. Just after 7 o'clock in the central and local time zone. Just after 8 o'clock back home in Lansing, where tonight they've got the Celebrity All-Star Game going on at Jackson Field. Boy, we're jealous. But enjoying Lansing Lugnuts baseball here in Appleton, where the Nuts lead the Utter Tuggers 1-0. Jake Garland back on the hill. The righty throws. First pitch lined out to left field, dropping, and it's fair for a base hit. Elliott goes over to pick it up. Around first, into second is Robert Moore with his stand-up double on the first pitch of the third inning on the first extra base hit tonight for Wisconsin.
There are some warning signs here about Jake Garland, Adam. He's been hittable, and he's been hittable early in these plate appearances by a number of these Utter Tuggers. He just constantly is pitching in trouble.
Yeah, that's the fifth base hit he's given up. And that's now 4 hits in his last 5 batters faced, going back to the 3 that got on Martinez, Fernandez, and Dostin to end the second. The pitch, breaking ball down low. 1. Robert Moore, by the way, now his team-leading 20th double this year. And the tying run at second base for the Utter Tuggers. 1-0, Lansing, bottom three. Ready on lefty for Matt Wood. Rocks the bat back and forth. The pitch. Fastball in there. Strike one.
I think it's totally fair to say we're at the halfway point, so you could double these numbers and say this is what this guy's on pace for. 40 double season is wild.
Oh, that's outstanding. And Moore's got that double and stands at second base. Max Muncy close to the bag. Pitch on the outside corner. 1-2. Question is, can Lansing get off to the same hot start in the second half that they did in the first half? They have 1 4-game win streak this year, and it came all the way back to open the year, and it started on the road. That, of course, up in Great Lakes back in April. The pitch fought off and fouled out of play, third base side. Lansing has had 2 3-game win streaks this year. If they were to win tonight, they would have their 3rd 3-game win streak. But you go back to April on the road at the Loons, and then they came home for their first 6-game set against West Michigan and took game 1 at Jackson Field opening night. Pitch home instead is a turnaround to second, and Moore is run back to the bag. Lansing won 4-3 on opening night on April 7th at Great Lakes, then 4-1, 4-2, and then 5-2. They pitched it really well in the first 4 games of the season. 1-2 pitch. Hard hit over the jumping Ricciardi into right field. Over to his right, fielded by Perez, and they're going to hold the runner at third. Off to second goes Wood on the throw, and he's in sliding safely. So they're at second and third with nobody out in the third inning for Wisconsin.
It's a great strong arm from Perez, but Adam, if he hits his cutoff man, there's no extra base taken. That was a stop sign all the way at third base for Robert Moore. And so that's a case where Junior's got to hit that cutoff man.
And he threw it right over both of them. Would have been a good play at the plate for the Nuts, but yeah, they know that Perez has got a great arm out there, so nobody out in the inning. Second and third, Joe Gray Jr. at the plate. Infield drawn in for the Nuts against the righty. Garland on the hill throws. High chopper off the plate, third base side, foul, and there's strike 1. So it was a bases-loaded two-out situation for Garland in the second, and he got the ground out to Max Muncy to end the frame. Does he have another rally killer here with runners at second and third and nobody out in the third to try and preserve this one-run lead? They're playing great a pull left side with Muncy and Arebiolanjales tight towards the third base line. The pitch on the ground, hit that way, and it's backhand snow cone by Muncy. Looks back the runner, but overthrows Winkler, jumps up, he catches it, and lands on the bag in time. Oh my goodness, that's phenomenal from Jack Winkler to save a run, but also get the first out at first base.
That ball was first snow coned by Muncy. He nearly lost control. And then, Adam, that is a ridiculously athletic play by Jack Winkler. That's the right call, too, by the bases umpire Rodriguez.
And an awkward spill for Jack. He hit the bag with his left heel and kind of tumbled down and didn't land solid. And Joe Arolt, the manager, is arguing with bases umpire Guillermo Rodriguez, but yeah, we just saw the replay was the correct call.
And Joe Arolt saying, there's no way that he climbed the ladder like that, came down, and still got the back heel down on the base, because that would be ridiculous. And the news is, it was ridiculous.
And Jack Winkler is going, would you like to feel my heel right now and my ankle? Because he tumbled down, didn't land solid, obviously hitting off the inside part of the base. I mean, Arolt's going to watch this and go, yeah, I was wrong here. This is a tremendous play. And also, they're showing the replay right now. Definitely, you can see the bag moves. It was the outside part of the heel. I don't think Joe Gray Jr. was running that out hard to the end of first base.
No. By the way, they freeze frame. Did you see how many feet Winkler was up in the air? It looked like he was auditioning for the NBA draft last night.
That is tremendous. Again, to get an out and one to save a run. Pitch home to Darian Miller. A lefty takes it low and outside. Ball 1. Because if that ball gets away from Winkler, you're scoring at least 1 run, maybe 2 with Wood at second base, depending on where Lansing can find it. A lot of foul territory up the first base side. 1-0. bends in there beautifully on the outer half of the plate. One ball, one strike as the infield remains in with one out in the third, 1-0, Lugnuts leading.
Just to go back to Max Muncy, he nearly didn't get there. That ball was sharply struck.
1-1 pitch. Low and outside. Two balls and a strike. Yeah, because it was tucked right between Angeles at third and Muncy at short, and it was a backhand attempt. And you're right, he had this snow cone it just to hang on, did, and then had to hurry to throw to first. It was high, but Winkler got it. Pitch, hard hit, that's right back up the middle. This will score one, maybe two. Around third, here comes Wood. The throw is up the line to Susak. It's a two-run single, and Wisconsin grabs the lead on two RBIs from Darian Miller. Miller got the first two runs last night for Wisconsin on the two-run double in the first. He gets the first two runs tonight on the two-run single in the third. So runner at first, one out. Here's Ben Metzinger from the right side. The pitch. That's kicked back off the netting. Strike one.
I think the big key now is for Jake Garland to contain the damage.
And again, this is what we're looking at here. Seven hits for Wisconsin in the last nine batters faced by Jake Garland. Righty on righty. From the stretch, he throws. Slider outside. One ball, one strike. It's just been peculiar how great he started and how hard contact has now followed him and how runs continue to pile up against him. Throw back to first. Jack Winkler puts the tag on a little bit late on Darian Miller.
So I was talking to Jack Owen about this. Owen's a great command guy. And he said, there are a couple of different things to commanding your pitches.
1-1. Drops in there, belt high, 1-2.
He said, number one, you need to throw strikes. But number two, you need to throw quality strikes. That is, pitches exactly where you want to put them. And that's why I think Garland's being betrayed by his stuff.
The pitch. Breaking ball, hard hit, third base side, backhand, Angeles throws to second for one, back to first, 64 double plays this year. Around the horn, 5-4-3, the second tonight for the Lugnuts, and that gets them out of the third. Two runs come in, though, on the two-run single from Darian Miller, and Wisconsin leads for the first time 2-1 as we're off to the fourth.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Off to the top of the fourth we go here in Appleton, Wisconsin at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. 2-1. The Timber Rattlers, typically tonight the Utter Tuggers, and for the rest of this weekend leading the Lugnuts. Righty on righty. Susak steps in. First pitch. Bounce foul. Strike one. Susak had the RBI ground out in that first at bat. That scored Max Muncy, who doubled to open the game. Still work against the starter, Tyler Wasner, the sixth rounder from last year. Throws home. Inside, Susak straightens up out of the way. 1-1. Two hits tonight for the Nuts, but those two hits came, again, Muncy to lead off the game and then Perez in that first. Since then, seven straight retired. The pitch, swing and a miss. 1-2 on the 94-mile-an-hour fastball. 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Utter Tuggers. Pitch home. Lined out to right field, sinking, and it's down for a base hit towards the wall. Played by Gray around first. Susak hustling to second. He gets there no problem. A stand-up double for the second time tonight for the Nuts to lead off a half inning, this time from the other first-rounder, Daniel Susak.
Adam, that's why I really appreciate Susak's hitting mechanics and approach. That's a nice, easy swing. The ball was pitched away. Look at that ball soar. Slicing deep down the line, one hop and off the wall. He has such great natural power.
Yes, he does. And able to take it to all parts of the field. 13 doubles for Susak, which ties for the team lead. Jack Winkler has 13 as well. Max Muncy had his 13th to lead off the game. The pitch. Perez squares to bunt, pulls it back, and fouls it down the first base side. These Lugnuts just don't look confident bunting the baseball. They've had Perez do it a couple of times this year, but looked a little skittish pulling the bat back there, Jesse.
Yeah, totally agree. One sacrifice bunt this year for Junior. And with his great speed, that could be a weapon for him.
Absolutely. Righty on righty. The pitch, he squares again, pulls it back. It's outside. Ball one.
Tell you where they are confident. When Wisconsin takes the lead.
Yes, indeed. Both times they took the lead yesterday, Lansing answered right back to tie the score. Can they do it again today? Squares, throws, and it's swung and fouled back. 1-2 on Perez.
See, that would have been a beautiful setup. You tried to bunt the first pitch. You showed bunt the second pitch. Right there, you showed bunt. You pulled back. It's a 1-1. You got yourself a great hack. The defense is back on its heels. There's something there if he doesn't foul it.
And now he's going to have to swing away with 2 strikes. Susak with that small lead over at second base. 2-1 Wisconsin leading Lansing, top 4. Wasner's pitch. Line out to right center field. Gray is going over towards the gap, reaches up, and he makes the catch on the run. What a grab. And off to third goes Susak. And a tip of the cap from Junior Perez, who just got robbed of extra bases. He knows what that's like. He did it a couple of times last night to Utter Tugger batters.
That ball was behind Gray, right? He's rushing out there with a difficult angle in deep right center, and that ball was past him when he stabbed it. That's a really great catch.
That's Daniel Susak. Waited, thought it was going to be caught, and takes third base. Now here's Brian Buelbas, infield in. Pitch comes in tight, ball one. 2-1, Wisconsin leading, but Lansing with a runner at third with one out, trying to tie the score in their alternate black uniforms tonight, gray pants. The pitch. Up high, 2-0 to Buelbas, who flied out to center field in his first at-bat.
You would take that fly up to center field right now.
Absolutely. Tie the score here. Wasner throws. Hard hit out to left field instead. Dalston back makes the catch. This will get the run home. And we're tied at 2 as Susak crosses the plate. Sack fly for Brian Buelbas. And Lansing indeed does it again. Right after Wisconsin grabs the lead, Lansing answers.
It's just nice baseball. It's a pick-me-up for Jake Garland. Gut punch for Wisconsin, too.
First pitch to Clark Elliott, and the lefty takes the fastball up high and outside. I mean, you think about this, 7 hits for the Utter Tuggers. They've had the bases full. The pitch, that runs inside, 2-0. While Lansing has just 3 hits, yet they have 2 runs. It's the same thing they did last night, where the bigger swings felt like they came from Wisconsin. 2-0. That comes across knee high, strike one, but yet, after a 2-run double in the first, Lansing answered back with 2 hits and a couple runs and did the same thing later, then 2-1. Swing and a miss. Pitch was floating outside. 2-2.
In this case, the big swings set the table. Muncy's double, 2 groundouts later, it's a run. Susak's double, 2 flyouts later, it's a run. it's great job by the first rounder igniting things, but then the situational hitting by the two hitters who followed.
That's what it's been. It's been more situational rather than flashy to get the run zone. 2-2. Corked off the bat, foul third base side, right to Craig Conklin, who plays it and flips it into the crowd. I mean, you said it. It's a ground out to get the first run in. Then it's a sac fly to get the second run in. Well, it's a two-run single that scores both runs for Wisconsin. 2-2. That's way inside and actually gets off the mitt of Wood and goes to the backstop. 3-2 on Clark Elliott. 69th pick out of Michigan. Slightly open stance from the left side for Elliott. Bat rests on that back shoulder. 3-2. Swing and a line drive on the ground. Knocked down by the first baseman, Martinez. Gets up, throws to first, and just in time as Wasner was covering. Wow, that is a nice play over there, and Clark Elliott thought he was safe, but Wasner just got there before him, and Lansing will settle for one hit and one run. As that was really close, both feet hitting the bag, it looked like, at the same time. Jesse thinks otherwise. Facial expressions are great. We're going to go to break. Bottom four is next. Trivia time coming up from Wisconsin.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Off to the bottom of the fourth, tied at two now. Jake Garland's first pitch, and it's a little bit outside to the left-hander, Ernesto Martinez Jr., 7, 8, 9, this part of the order. Not three base hits. Pitch. Garland puts it just inside. 2-0. Are Joaquin Fernandez and Terrence Dalston. Next two due up, all with singles in the second. The pitch. Fastball grabs the outside corner. 2-1. It is 2-2. Lugnuts with three hits. Undertuggers with seven. No errors in this game tonight. Beautiful evening for baseball. The pitch. That's outside. 3-1, and this crowd is mighty once more. They had 4,649 last night. 3-1, in there, belt high, strike two, and pretty much all of the lower bowl is filled up again tonight, including the lawn seats out right and left field side as well. 3-2, just off the outer edge, ball four, and that is the first walk in tonight's game for either pitcher.
They had 4,800 on Tuesday to open up this series.
Well, we'll see what they've got tonight. Imagine tonight and tomorrow are going to be their biggest crowds.
Watch out for Sunday, because the second rounder, Jacob Mizorowski, has been a draw for them. They have sold tickets based on him pitching.
Eduardo Fernandez steps in, pitch down low, outside. Ball one. Yeah, he's going to get the start again on Sunday. Last year they had a big league rehab when the Lugnuts were in town. And they got some big crowds that week as well. The 1-0. That's outside. 2-0.
And then there are the folks who showed up to tug another.
Indeed. enjoy some ballpark food, and get Farmer Fang bobbleheads tonight.
Yes.
The giveaway, right on cue. 2-0 pitch. And the right-hander takes it on the inside corner, strike one. Lansing got their run in the first and just got their run in the top half of the fourth, while Wisconsin got both runs in the third. It was a 4-3 win for Lansing last night. 2-1. Broken bat, line drive up towards second. Caught by Ricciardi, throws back to first. Grabbed by Winkler. That's a double play. Well done by Ricciardi as they have the shift on right behind second. The third double play tonight. The 64th double play?
Oh, 65th
yeah. Double play. My goodness. 65th double play of the season. So Terrence Dustin steps in from the left side. And the right-hander Garland throws. Breaking ball on the outside corner, strike one. All right, let's sneak trivia in quickly. There have been 17 perfect games in Major League Baseball history. The pitch, breaking ball, up and outside. Jesse, two have been thrown by Oakland Athletic pitchers. Can you name them off the top of your head?
Good question.
That's not the trivia question.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. 1-1 pitch. Outside, 2-1.
Dave Stewart.
No.
Oakland A's pitcher.
Think Mother's Day. Two-one pitch. All right, think color commentator for the TV telecast for the Oakland Athletics.
Oh, Dallas Braden.
Yeah, Mother's Day. He threw the perfect game.
Forgot that it was on Mother's Day.
That was for his grandma. His mother had passed away. Grandma raised him. Great story. The other one, one of the greatest names in Oakland Athletics history.
Vida Blue.
2-2 pitch. This is sprayed out to left field. That ball falling, and it is just to the left of the chalk. Two balls, two strikes. Great name, but I was thinking one of those...
Catfish Hunter.
That's right. There we go. So...
I got there.
You did. I knew you would. I'm sorry. I put you on the spot. 1968, Catfish Hunter threw one for the A's, and then Dallas Braden in 2010. Your question, though, tonight, who was the next closest Oakland Athletic that almost threw a perfect game? Two perfect games in Oakland A's history, but this one stands out as being the next closest in A's history. That pitch runs inside. Three balls, two strikes. What is the name of that former pitcher? And we will give you the answer to it in the seventh. You can tweet at us at Adam Jaxa, at Jake Oldstress, or send in the email jakeoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com to try for tonight's trivia answer. The pitch. Slice back up off the netting. Three balls, two strikes. It still baffles me. And I know it is incredibly difficult to do that we have not had a perfect game in Major League Baseball since August 2012. 3-2 pitch. Popped up right field. Coming in towards the line is Perez underneath of it. Now takes a step back. Two hands above his head. Makes the catch. And that'll do it. A leadoff walk. Combated with another double play, the third tonight for the Lugnuts, then a flyout, and we are tied at two heading to the fifth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back on the mic right after this.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A 2-2 game going to the fifth inning from Appleton, Wisconsin. Lansing Lugnuts end up 7-8-9 and Rodriguez followed by Anales and Ricciardi. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. C.J. Rodriguez will get things going against the 6'4 right-hander Tyler Woesner, W-O-E-S-S-N-E-R. Righty versus righty. Woesner steps back, leg kick in the pitch. Fastball rips outside. Ball one. Rodriguez flied out to the left fielder Dostin his first time. The windup, the toss. Up high for ball two. A lot of outs in the air so far against Woesner. He's allowed only three hits but two runs. A 2-0. A ground ball chopped foul down the left side, hopping into the stands just before it could reach the tarp. Two balls and a strike on Rodriguez. Let's say you're a longtime fan of the Lugnuts. You like seeing the players reach the major leagues. A 2-1 pitch. Ground ball foul rolling left. How are you therefore feeling as the Oakland Athletics and the Toronto Blue Jays start up a series in Toronto? And there are Lansing Lugnuts alumni on both of these squads. Woesner's 2-2. Rodriguez takes ball three, bending down and away. And the count is full. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit his 10th home run of the season, a three-run shot, and a four-run bottom of the third inning for the Jays. Tie game 4-4 in the sixth. The payoff is high, and it's ball four for CJ. Woesner wanted that call. Instead, first base on balls given out by the right-hander.
Who is this Guerrero Jr. guy you're talking about?
So, his first name is Vladimir. Some people call him Vladdy. And you'll never believe it, but his dad also played baseball.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Good batter, huh?
Here's Aribil Anales. Takes ball one outside. His dad did some damage against the Oakland A's himself. Catcher Wood visits Woesner on the all-W catcher-pitcher battery.
Wasn't his dad the only guy that had all of his hits outside of the strike zone? That's what I feel like I remember.
Vladdy Sr., yes. You could bounce it in, and he would wallop it. Montreal Expos, the Angels. And then he bounced from there, but those were his two main teams. Well, Dante Bichette has a kid, too, who came through Lansing, and he's on those Blue Jays. And Bo Bichette today is 1-for-3. He is a double. He's hitting .317. The pitch to Anales. Aribil takes a called strike at the letters on the outside corner. The Blue Jays lineup features former Lugnuts Bichette batting second, Guerrero hitting fourth, Danny Jansen batting eighth. The 0-1. Strike two called, outside corner. And on the other side for the A's, there's Ryan Noda batting in the number two hole. The first baseman and the 2018 Lugnut. So weird to connect them, right? But Bowen Vladdy, 2017 Lugnuts, then noted the next year. Ground ball weakly struck to second. Moore picks it up, beats Brown for one, firing to first, not in time. Throw is high, a little bit wide. Martinez went for the stretch, but by that point, Anales had beaten it out. It's a fielder's choice to erase Rodriguez. One down in the top of the fifth.
And so weird, Ryan Noda was a Blue Jays guy, and he came up with the Lugnuts when they were a Blue Jays affiliate, but here he is playing for the A's. So wild to think about, and he debuts this year. Pretty cool.
He was traded for Ross Stripling. He was traded with Kendall Williams, who is still in Great Lakes, by the way. A throw over to first base, tag applied late, Anales sprawled back in. 2-2 game here, tied up top of the fifth inning. One on with one out for the number nine batter, the left-handed hitting second baseman Mariano Ricciardi. 0-for-1 with a ground out. The pitch, hit in the air, weakly up the left field line. Dostin, a long run, losing his cap. It's down for a base hit. Anales checks into second base. A single for Mariano Ricciardi, who simply dumped it down the left field line. And there are two runners on with one out for the top of the order.
Put it in the perfect spot, Jesse. Right there between Metzinger and Dostin on the left field side. And Anale's got a good read on it. He was about three-quarters of the way to second, so no issue getting over there. And Lugnut's got a little threat going here in the fifth.
Here's the pitch to Max Muncy from Wasner. High for ball one. Muncy is 1-for-2. A double and a run scored in the first inning. He was robbed by the third baseman Metzinger in the third inning. Metzinger and the first baseman Martinez combining on a wonder. Muncy takes, strike called on the outside corner. So back to this A's Blue Jays series in Toronto. Current major leaguers on the A's who are Lugnuts: Hogan Harris, Zach Jackson, Danny Jimenez, though Jackson and Jimenez injured. Mason Miller also injured. Ryan Noda and Carlos Perez, three members of the active roster. And on the Blue Jays, Bichette, Biggio, Guerrero, Danny Jansen, Alejandro Kirk, who's injured, Tim Mesa, Jordan Romano, and the manager, John Schneider. Ground ball up the middle, base hit, skipping into center field. Around third base, Anales. He's coming in for the plate. The throw by Fernandez, it arrives late. Arrabiel slides across feet first on the RBI single by Muncy. Up to second, Ricciardi. Lansing leads 3-2.
Have a night, Max Muncy. Hard struck ball, and he has hit a couple hard tonight against Tyler Wasner. And Lansing just continues to find ways. Got another run and re-grab the lead. Great stuff.
Lansing finding ways. Is ways spelled W-O-E-S? There's Jack Winkler. Righty-righty. 2-1-1 out. Pitch on its way. Ground ball hit to shortstop. Brownfield from one knee feed second. One. On the first, in time, double play, 6-4-3. So there's the first double play turned by Wisconsin. Three turned by Lansing. Lugnut score one run on a walk and two hits, one left.
49 double plays is all they have this year.
That's
come
not
on
impressive,
now.
No. But the Lugnuts take the lead over the other Tigers. It's 3-2 Nuts. Halfway to the house, going to the bottom of the fifth inning from Appleton.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's the Lugnuts now on top, 3-2 in Appleton, Wisconsin, with the Utter Tuggers top of the order coming up. Eric Brown Jr. first pitch, the breaking ball hooks in for a called strike. The right-hander Jake Garland back to the hill. Brown, more wood, righty-righty here, the pitch coming, swing, gonna miss. By the former Coastal Carolina Chanticleer. Now they count nothing and two. Adam, quick, what are the colors of Coastal Carolina?
Turquoise, right?
Yes. Can you name any other college sports teams in the country who have their colors?
No.
I'm a fan.
Love it. Like a turquoise and black?
Yes. Really good look. So that's where Brown was drafted out of last year. Out 0-2 from Garland. Fastball runs in. 89 miles per hour. Taken with the 27th overall pick and the highest ever draft pick for Coastal Carolina. He is 1-for-2 with a single. Pitch on its way. Just missed. Boy, the catcher, Susak, caught it and presented it. Looking for the inside corner, but no, sir. 2-2.
Gary Gilmore and the Chanticleers beat Susak's Caps in 16.
Curveball grounded down to third, backhanded by Angeles. Long throw on time with a speedster Brown dashing up the line. There's one away. I was in Midland. I was at Dow Diamond watching that championship game.
55-18 that year for Coastal Carolina.
And yet a Cinderella.
Absolutely. But you look at their facilities and everything, not a Cinderella story.
Robert Moore takes ball one, breaking inside.
They've got some great baseball facilities and baseball real big down there in the Carolinas.
One out, nobody on. 3-2, Lansing. Bottom of the fifth. Garland to Robert Moore. Ripped to deep right field. Junior Perez to his left. Reaches out, can't make the catch, and bangs off the wall. He's got great speed. He sprints around second, on his way for third. Relay throw is late. It's a stand-up triple. Well, Moore in the third inning collected his 20th double of the year. There's his second triple of the year. And the tying run is 90 feet away from scoring.
Angeles, man, that guy is hilarious.
He caught the relay throw in, and immediately he started to dash toward the dugout area, toward the camera well, as if the throw had gotten away, just to see if he could get Moore to wander off the bag. He didn't. Garland finds the outside corner, called a strike to Matt Wood.
Yeah, that was trick one for him, but then trick two was the fake throw back to Garland, and then Joe Arol calling him out.
Here's the pitch. Wood takes. Ball two inside.
And then Angeles saying, no, they gave Garland another ball. I got to toss this one to the dugout. It was hilarious watching that exchange.
Wood is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Here's the pitch. He swings and foul tips it into, then out of Susak's mitt. Back to the backstop. One ball and two strikes on Wood, the number three hitter. Boy, how big would it be for Garland to get him? The infield has been drawn in. Angeles converses with the shortstop, Muncy. He's way off the base. Angeles now talking to Robert Moore, saying, you know, you can get a longer lead. You can get a longer lead than that. He's pretty close to third right now, walking down the line. 1-2 from Jake. Curveball bouncing down and in, blocked well by Susak. Fascinating series between the Lugnuts and Wisconsin. Wisconsin won the first game on Tuesday 3-0, but they only scored 3 runs in the second inning. That was it. The pitch, high for ball 3. And then you come back the second day. It's a matinee. Jack Winkler hits for the cycle and a 7-1 win. Yesterday, 4-3 Lansing victorious. A 3-2 here. Payoff. Ground ball to first base, runner for the plate. Winkler's the home. Susak greets Moore with the tag. Perfectly executed. 3-2 for out number two. And number two on Wisconsin's roster, Robert Moore cut down. Matt Wood is now on at first base.
That's why you bring the infield in right there. Winkler gets the ball quicker. Great throw to the plate. And honestly surprised that Moore came home, Jesse, because it was hit right at Winkler. You'd want to give yourself another chance, you'd think, with two outs.
Sharp bouncer. He spirited immediately, and then the rest was easy. Runner at first, two gone for Joe Gray Jr. Righty to righty. Garland finds the outside corner. Strike called with the fastball.
You said it. Sometimes fielding the ball because your eyes get so big because you see the play coming that you mess up on it. But Jack handled it perfectly and then a great throw.
Just handed it to Susak. And 0-1 for Gray, the cleanup hitter. Line drive left field. Elliott backs up. He's there with the catch about 10 feet in front of the warning track. And it's a 0 posted by Garland in the bottom of the fifth inning. So just the 2 third-inning runs, and that's it. Wisconsin continues to collect base runners and has nothing to show for it. We're going to the 6th inning. It's the Lugnut 3, the Utter Tuggers 2.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live
clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Innings. Chris Mehring, the voice of Wisconsin, giving us a lecture on the Brewers and the contact play. We open up the sixth. Daniel Susak takes a called strike one. It's Susak followed by Perez and Wilbas. Lansing leading 3-2 over Wisconsin. Solo tallies in the fourth and the fifth against the right-hander Tyler Wasner. Lets it fly. Susak bounces to shortstop. Easy hop up for Brown. Swings it to first sidearm. Out number one. So now bring up Junior Perez, who is 1-for-2 with a single on a fly out to deep, deep right field. By the way, the former Lugnut Tim Bases has come on to pitch for the Toronto Blue Jays. Bottom of the seventh inning in Toronto, A's 4, Blue Jays 4 in the battle of the Lugnut's current Major League parent club, and the last one. Oh, first pitch came up and in and caught Junior Perez on the left upper arm. A one-out base runner for Lansing. Thank goodness he's got some armor there. First hit batter for Wasner today. First hit batter for Wasner this year. And he's put on the great base-stealing threat. Ryan Wilbas coming up with one out in the top of the sixth inning. Another former Lugnut has checked in. Carlos Perez has come on to play first base for the Oakland A's. Adam, I'm delighting in this. All the former Lugnuts on the same field. The thing is, not very many of them were teammates with one another. Perez was a Lugnut in 2011-2012. Ryan Wilbas takes strike called on the outside corner.
You think they know about that? That all these guys that came through the similar system, came through Lansing and...
So, in spring training, I was in the clubhouse for the A's talking with Ryan Noda. Perez runs, the pitch fouled away to the right side. We're talking to one another. Suddenly, I get a tap on the shoulder. There's Tyler Soderstrom. And he says, "What are you doing here? How are you doing?" Ryan Noda gives me a big hug and says, "This is my guy." And it breaks Soderstrom's brain. He looks at Noda and he says, "How do you know Jesse?"
What a flex this is.
Nothing into the cans. I should just cram it right now. A pickoff though into first base. No tag by Martinez.
Not at all. That's awesome. That's so cool.
I don't want to be known as a name dropper.
No, that's sweet though. But that answers the question perfectly. I mean,
yes.
They didn't realize it.
Had no idea. Same experience. Runner takes off. The pitch outside. Throw down to second base. Perez is safe. Robert Moore came covering from second. Junior Perez went in head first to pick up his first steal of this game and his 19th of the year.
Jesse, do you remember what I told you today?
I believe that you told me that Daniel Susak would be your spotlight Lugnut.
I did say that. Off the air, I told you Junior Perez is going to be a big leaguer someday.
Oh, you did say that.
Yes, I did.
Here's the pitch. High fly ball by Brian Buelbas out to center. Fernandez is under. He makes the catch, and Perez retreats to second base. Let's see, you also called Sal's Pizza today a 7.6.
on the 1 to 10
scale.
No,
7.8.
Adam and I enjoyed some downtown New York pizza in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Listen, I don't know everything about everything, but man, watching Junior Perez, he just looks like a major league player. The tools are there. It is so fun to watch him play baseball.
3-2 Lugnuts leading in the sixth. Two outs. Can Clark Elliott knock him in? Elliott takes the first pitch. Called strike on the breaking ball at the knees. Elliott is 0-2. Last time up, robbed by the first baseman Martinez. This is one where all he has to do is spray himself a single somewhere, and the Lugnuts would go up by two. He swings and lifts it, slicing out to left field. Backs up Dostin, back to the warning track, jumping up to make the catch. Oh, that ball just kept taking off on him, and in the end, it's an athletic play to retire the side. Perez left in scoring position. Going to the bottom half of the sixth inning, it's the Lugnuts leading on the road by a 3-2 score.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Entering the bottom half of the sixth inning, Lansing goes to the pen. And the right-hander Stevie Emanuels is checked in for Jake Garland. 3-2, the Lugnuts are leading the Wisconsin Utter Tuggers. Second appearance for Emanuels. After being activated off the single-A Stockton Ports injured list and being promoted back to Lansing. The right-hander deals to the left-handed hitting Darian Miller. Fastball called a strike in the inside corner. At 94 miles per hour, Miller, Metzinger, Martinez Jr., M&M&M. Emanuels lets it fly. Inside, one ball, one strike. Fastball, changeup, curveball, slider for Stevie. In college at the University of Washington, he was a fastball, slider, change guy. Added the curve after the Athletics drafted him. Kicks, offers. Outside corner, strike two called. Right back to the heat.
Go Dogs.
Is that what they say with Washington?
Yeah.
UW with the Huskies? I guess Go Dogs, like Go Fish for the Marlins.
Mm-hmm.
Go Birds for the Orioles.
Just like Georgia, Go Dogs.
Yeah. Although then
too,
it would
know?
Be D-A-W.
Yeah.
Is it D-A-W and UW?
I don't know how they spell it.
Ball and two strikes. 6-5 Emanuels lets it fly. Check swing. It came down and in. On appeal, did not go. Immediate appeal by Nobu Yasuda. Immediate denial by Guillermo Rodriguez up the first baseline. So Jake Garland's day is done. And he went five innings. And Adam, we talked about his struggles in terms of it felt like they're kept on being base runners, but only two third inning runs. Thanks to this man, Miller, a two-run single. Uh-oh. Swing and a miss on the fastball exploding right past Miller. Emanuel strikes out the first batter that he faced. So UW, Go Dogs is D-A-W-G.
There it is, man. Dog pack.
43, Ben Metzinger.
got that dog in him.
Stevie Emmanuel says, I got that dog in me. Strikeout on his first batter face.
Stevie to Ben Metzinger. Up and inside, ball one. So good to have Stevie back and healthy. A Lugnut starting pitcher to start up 2021 and 2022. 2021 shut down because of injury. Same thing for last year. Ball one pitch. Bound back off the top of the screen. One ball, one strike. I don't remember him attacking batters with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball before. Is that just my memory?
No. This, I think you're onto something here.
I think his stuff might be playing up in the bullpen. 3-2 Lugnuts, the pitch. Strike called on the outside corner on the slider. Well, Metzinger cannot hit into a double play. Good for him. He's 0-2, two double play balls.
Bah, humbug.
One ball, two strikes. Right-hander to right-hander. Outside corner, strike three called. His tough day at home plate continues. And Emmanuel has back-to-back strikeouts.
Well, Wisconsin really, Jesse, you'll have to help me out here Tuesday, Wednesday on what they did against the bullpen, but they couldn't touch the Lansing bullpen yesterday. And so far, Stevie Emmanuel's doing exactly what John Beller did yesterday. Come right in and get strikeouts.
Oh, Adam, I'd love to fill that in. Let's see if I have time. Here's Ernesto Martinez Jr., who swings and pops up the first pitch. Left side, foul ground. Analeas past the coach's box in front of the dugout with a one-hand catch. And, you know, man, let's talk about that in the seventh inning.
Let's do it.
Okay. Emmanuel's 1-2-3 through the 5-6-7 hitters. And onward to the seventh, Adam has the call. The Lugnuts have the lead, 3-2.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
We're watching a dancing cow with udders in the front of him dancing. Just one udder.
Protruding.
Baseball is being played.
Minor league baseball.
Top seven. Lansing leading in the minor league baseball game, 3-2. Here comes CJ Rodriguez against Tyler Wasner. Still in there, the starter for the Udder Tuggers. The pitch. That's in there, strike one. Did I hear a name that they had for this guy?
Actually, this is Nick Merkel, the big right-hander, 6'7", out of Spokane.
Oh, very new, very good. The pitch home. That flies up high, ball one. So let me get that correction.
You mean the name for the inflatable cow?
Yes.
Yeah, that was Buttercup.
Ah, of course it was.
Build me up, Buttercup.
Makes perfect sense. Ready on righty, the 0-1. That's down low. Two balls and a strike, rather. So Nick Merkel comes in, 26, and Tyler Wasner wearing 36, so you can understand the confusion. Righty out of Spokane, Washington. Throws. Line drive right back up the middle. It's a base hit for C.J. Rodriguez. He's on for the second time tonight and leads off the seventh with a base knock.
Look, man, he's been putting in the work. I've been watching CJ finding time to work on his swing and his offensive approach to get back to where he wants to be, because his defense has been exceptional. He's been wonderful in handling the pitching staff whenever Susak is not catching, but that offense can come around, and there's a lot of season still to be played.
Here's Eribe Alanjales from the right side. 3-2, Lansing, top seven. Merkel set and throws. Popped up right side. Foul territory. Back goes the first baseman Martinez, but it will head foul too far out onto the warning track. Strike one.
Merkel, by the way, look at his look out there on the mound. Doesn't he look at home in overalls?
Yes.
Got the beard going with glasses.
He could be on the farm.
Yes. He fits right in.
He could be an utter tugger.
Yeah, very comfortable. Long and lean.
Works from the stretch here with a runner at first, nobody out. The pitch popped up, shallow left center field. Coming in is Fernandez from center. It's Dawson in left. Who wants it? It's the center fielder Fernandez. One out.
Adam, you asked a question about the bullpen. You want me to answer that?
Yes.
Adam was wondering how effective the relief pitchers were earlier in the series. So, 3 2/3 scoreless innings on Tuesday. 5 innings, 1 run on Wednesday. 5 innings, no runs yesterday.
That sounds pretty good to me.
13 2/3 innings, 1 run.
Here's Mariano Ricciardi from the left side. The pitch. That's outside. Ball one. So, can Lansing do that again today? Nursing a 3-2 lead in the seventh. 9 outs away from taking a third straight win. 1-0. Hard hit. One hop up in the air from Metzinger's glove. Reaches down. Bare hands to first. It's late, and Ricciardi is aboard. It was a hot shot right off the grass, and Metzinger's glove was there. He went to scoop it, and the ball popped up in the air in front of him and then tumbled a few feet forward, where Metzinger then tried to pick it up and throw. So they're at first and second with one out. What do you got for me there?
My initial suspicion is base hit.
I think so, too, because I think the ball was hit so hard, and with his placement, Metzinger was even with the bag at third, so that ball got to him quickly.
Error's gone up there.
Yeah, they go air. Pitch home. Swing and a miss from Max Muncy. So it's an E5. That's a tough one right there, but Lansing now has first and second with one out. The bottom of the order doing its job, and Muncy has been red hot tonight. 2 for 3 with a double and a single. Drove in one, scored one. His first at bat against the new righty, Nick Merkel. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Chased that one out of the zone. No balls, two strikes. Lansing got a run in the first, one in the fourth, and one more in the fifth. They're getting a out hit 8-6, but leading 3-2. They've turned three double plays tonight as well. The pitch home. Up high inside as Muncy bends back. Lansing trying to win three straight for a third time this year. And start the second half 1-0. A good way to start the second half. Pitch home. Lifted out to shallow left. Dalston waiting on it, takes a step to his right. Now a step back, makes the catch. And there's two outs. Now you give a lot of credit to Jake Garland on one side for allowing as many base runners as he did, but only giving up the two runs. Same type of thing for Tyler Wasner. Didn't allow as many base runners, but he goes six innings. Gives up 5 hits, 3 runs. Only 1 strikeout. And now here comes Jack Winkler from the right side. The right-hander throws. A little bit wide. Ball one. That's a nice little stat right there for the Nuts. Through 6 2/3 innings, and they have only struck out one time tonight. Clark Elliott went down swinging in the second. That's been it. Everything else has been in play. 1 walk as well. Pitch. Ooh, that's over Jack's head. He bends down out of the way. He's had 2 that have come in and buzzed his head. It was the same thing from Wasner earlier on in a bat that he had in the third inning. And that same thing. That, not a breaking ball, though. That was coming in quick. So a 2-0 hitter's count here from Merkel. Throws home. Slides in there, top of the zone, strike one. Can the Lugnuts find a way to get another two-out hit here with Rodriguez at second and Ricciardi at first?
Talking about the strikeouts, only one strikeout for Wisconsin through the first five before Emmanuel's whiff two. A little bit of a throwback game.
The pitch home. Swing and a foul tip into the glove. Two balls, two strikes. And Garland didn't get many strikeouts, but it was the same thing. You look at John Beller yesterday. As soon as he came in, he got strikeouts, and we didn't see a ton of strikeouts from Deco Che. He did have five, but Beller came in and was getting whiffs right away. Swing and a miss. There's a whiff on the slider as Jack tried to chase it outside. Second strikeout tonight for the Nuts. The first for Nick Merkel. Runners at first and second stranded. We'll stretch it out, head to the bottom of the seventh. 3-2, Lugnuts leading.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Lugnuts hanging on to a 3-2 lead as we bring you back to the bottom of the seventh. A packed house tonight at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. Two runs given up in the third inning on a single up the middle. That's been it for the Undertuggers. Stevie Emmanuel's back out. First pitch to Fernandez. Right down the chute, strike one. Stevie came in, got two strikeouts and a foul out in his sixth inning of work. Eduarki Fernandez, Terrence Dunston. 8-9 due up, followed by Eric Brown Jr., the leadoff man. The pitch. Bends in there. Strike two. Jesse was telling you, Emmanuel's back up with the Nuts. Was down with an injury, but has come back. Fifth rounder out of Washington in 2020. Great to see him back with Lansing. The pitch. That's tapped foul. First base side. No balls, two strikes. Emmanuel's wearing number 32 for Lansing. 6'5", 225-pounder, 24 years old, out of Bellevue, Washington. Kicks and throws. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Another K for Emmanuel's. Three of his first four batters face have gone down with strikeouts.
Fielder, number one, Terrence Dunston.
So that'll work. Stevie Emmanuel's trying to keep this going. Now he faces the lefty, Terrence Dunston. Glove in front of his face, turns and throws. Fastball in there, knee high, strike one. Emmanuel's pitching great right now, throwing strikes. 14 pitches, 11 have been in the zone. Next pitch. That's a little bit low. One ball, one strike. Got to get you that trivia question answer here in the bottom of the seventh. So we'll do that here with one out, nobody on base. 3-2, Lansing leading. Emmanuel shakes off Susak, standing diagonally on the hill. Now ready to go. Turns and throws. Up high and outside. Two balls and a strike. Tonight's question was, the Oakland Athletics have had two perfect games in their franchise history. One in 68, one in 2010. Catfish Hunter, Dallas Braden. 2-1. Sprayed foul. Two balls, two strikes. The question was, though, who was the third pitcher that nearly had Oakland's, what would have been at the time, their second perfect game before Braden got his in 2010? Emmanuel's 2-2 pitch. Way outside, three balls, two strikes. Any guesses, any answers tonight, Jesse?
Marsha Bullard writes in to say, not easy to find, but Bobby Witt on June 23rd, 1994.
Marsha, you are correct. 3-2. Popped up, left side of the diamond. Back goes Muncie, still going into shallow left field. Reaches above his head, makes the catch on the run. And there's two outs. Great job and coverage by Max Muncie. Yes, Bobby Witt on June 23rd, 1994. Back on this day in 94, he lost his perfect game when first base umpire Gary Cederstrom called Kansas City Royals Greg Gagne safe in the sixth inning on a close bunt play at first base. Eric Brown Jr. into the box right side. The pitch kicked back off the netting. Strike one. But replays show that Gagne was out. Witt completed the game with only that one hit allowed and had no walks. Outside of that missed call, it would have been a perfect game for Bobby Witt back in 1994. 0-1. Kickback foul. No balls, two strikes.
So I know that G-A-G-N-E looks like Gagne, pronounced by Gagne by everybody else. He pronounced it Gagne.
Wow.
Greg Gagne.
What a gag to get on base there. I was thinking, is it Eric Gagne? Is he a hockey player?
Great pitcher.
Great pitcher.
Pitcher.
That glasses.
Yes.
Dodgers?
Steroids.
Dodgers. Okay. Why did I go hockey there? Goodness gracious. No balls, two strikes. Up high, one ball, two strikes. But that's it. I mean, most recent near-perfect game, of course, you think of Armando Galarraga, the pitch. That's not a swinging strike. Check swing by Brown. He didn't go. Two balls, two strikes. That was at Comerica Park, and Jim Joyce was the first base umpire, and they missed that one on an out play at first base. But here, this happened back in 1994. Jesse, I was trying to find the video. I couldn't find it today.
Me neither.
Not there. 2-2. In there, called strike three. It's another punch out for Emmanuels. He's got five, and he set down six straight utter tuggers. Let's head to the eighth. Lansing 3, Wisconsin 2.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Lugnuts trying to win another tight one, up 3-2 over the Utter Tuggers as we head to the eighth inning. Thanks so much for spending your Friday night with us. Coming up on 8:30 in the Central Time Zone. Daniel Susak, Junior Perez, Brian Buelbas coming to the plate. Again, it'll be Nick Merkel that comes back to the hill, his second inning of work. Righty on righty, the first pitch. Popped up right side of the diamond, out to right field. Joe Gray Jr. over towards the line, comes in a step, stops, makes the catch. And on one pitch, as you heard Homer say, hasta la vista, baby.
That famous Homer quote.
There's also another famous Homer quote, the evil Homer that used to get played all the time at then Cooley Law School Stadium, right?
Those were evil homers, the homers hit by the other team.
They were. Now here comes Junior Perez. This would be a good homer. The pitch. That rides inside. Ball one. 3-2 Lansing leading top eight. Every time an opponent hit a home run. I am evil homer. I am evil homer.
You were production crew.
1-0. Swing and a miss.
You realize Junior Perez's batting average is up to 215?
Just keeps climbing. Was sitting under 100 through what? The entire month of April? He really was.
Mid-May.
Yes, really struggling. I think what he's hitting now. Pitch. Line drive out to right center field. That's down and headed towards the gap. Over to his right. Gray Jr. picks it up. Perez flying around first. Loses his helmet. Slides in head first. Just beats the throw to Brown Jr. There's a double for Junior Perez. His second hit tonight.
Forget 215. Adam, he is a joy to watch playing baseball right now. And the second that he rifled that line drive over the second baseman Moore, that's when he realized, I'm going to go for two. And he flew into second base.
He now has 10 doubles this year. And he just keeps doing great things for the Nuts. He stole his 19th bag earlier on 23 attempts. And there's a baseball that's fallen into the field of play and the warning track down the first base line. So they're going to get that taken care of. I don't think he's going to be a Lansing Lugnut very much longer. I don't think he's going to be a minor league baseball player that much longer.
What kind of timeline are you putting him on for the major leagues?
A couple years.
Okay.
Fair?
I would buy that.
This guy has taken off in the last month. Here comes Brian Buelbas from the right side. First pitch. That flies in there a little bit low. Ball one. Also, Matt Wood going to head out there and have a quick visit.
Let me talk this out with you, because I think it's totally conceivable that he ends the season in AA, and I would then expect him to start next season in AA. If he plays well, we're talking about the major leagues would be coming right around the corner.
1-0. Up high, two balls, no strikes. I mean, you look at Junior Perez, he's just 21 years old out of the Dominican Republic. He's heated up here in the last month. He showed off great outfield defense, great speed on the bases, great hitting at the plate. The pitch, hard hit at the shortstop. That jumps off the glove of Brown Jr.'s backhand attempt into left field. Junior Perez gets to third. Buelbas is aboard. He smoked that ball. And if that's an error, that is going to be a real tough error because it was hammered again to Eric Brown Jr. There have been some really hard hit balls to the left side of the infield tonight against the Utter Tuggers. It is going to be an error. Wow. So that's an E5 and an E6 on Metzinger and Brown, but two hard hit ball space, baseballs. So with one out, runners at first and third. And the Lugnuts trying to tack on to their 3-2 lead with Clark Elliott coming to the plate. I mean, I think the next thing for Perez, if he can start to hit a couple more consistent home runs, I think that's the last thing before he gets to AA. But I would be shocked, Jesse, if he's a Lansing Lugnut the rest of this season.
I was watching him with the mound meeting walk over to the dugout. What do you think he did there? High five, high five, high five, two cups of water. One cup, second cup, then right back to third base. Reminded me of a tennis player during a changeover.
90 feet, long way from home. You got to finish that off.
That's right.
Get hydrated. Okay, so first and third for Clark Elliott. The pitch home. Lefty takes it down low, ball one.
You could really have some fun here if you're Craig Conklin. Send Brian Buelbas from first base. Have Perez break for the plate if the throw goes down. Elliott could hit and run. Elliott could drop down a bunt. There's a lot that they could put into action. A
lot of speed with these three guys. The pitch on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Perez stole his 19th bag earlier in this game. And you've got Buelbas, who's 6-for-8 in swipes this year. And you've got Clark Elliott, who has stolen a couple of bags since coming up. The pitch, that's down low. There goes Buelbas to second, and the infield drawn in, so they didn't even throw down. So Buelbas to second, and Lansing, a golden chance here. Can they come through? They've been able to do it with runners in scoring position the last couple of days.
Situational at-bats.
Infield in, one out, second and third. A 2-1 pitch to the lefty Elliott. High chopper over towards first, off the tip of Martinez's glove at first. Everybody is safe as the throw is late to first with Merkel covering, and it's 4-2 nuts in the eighth. It was a high hopper to Martinez, tipped off the edge of the top of his glove because he was drawn in and the hop was still going upward. And then the second baseman, Moore, came over and tried to throw it to first in time. But Merkel wasn't able to get there before Elliott was. And the Lugnuts get a much-needed insurance run. It's still only one out.
There was a highly impressive part of that play to me, Adam. And that's the pitcher, Merkel. Because Robert Moore at second base should have never thrown that ball. And somehow he caught it.
First pitch, C.J. Rodriguez bounced it off the plate left side, but foul. And it's strike one on Rodriguez. By the way, Buelbas got to third on that play, so they're at the corners again with one out.
I mean, the first baseman, Martinez, has had some peculiar moments. And in this one, his first step or two was in. That took him out of the play. He then could not reach that ball. Robert Moore had to eat it, and he didn't.
The pitch, that's fouled back by C.J. Rodriguez, no balls, two strikes. Wow, they're going to go fielding error on Ernesto Martinez. So that's now three errors then on the Utter Tuckers and two back-to-back in this eighth inning. Some really difficult plays, though.
I mean, he's leaping up. The hop is too tall for him. He's a big guy at 6'5".
Yeah, and the other two errors were rockets. Infield again, drawn in, 1-1. Rodriguez swings and misses out of the zone. That is a strikeout, rather. It was 0-2. And there's two away. Second strikeout tonight for Nick Merkel. They haven't put up the third error yet on the board, but Live Stats has it as an error.
Well, not only that, I don't see Clark Elliott getting credit for an RBI. I think he needs to get an RBI on this play.
Pitch, high hopper off the plate towards shortstop. Brown Jr. waits on it, throws the short route to second, and beats the sliding Elliott as he gets it to Moore. I agree with you. Should be an RBI. Didn't think it was an error, but either way, it's a 4-2 lead as Lansing gets one more here in the eighth. They now have 4 1-run half innings. Last of the eighth is next from Wisconsin.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Okay.
Does Tyler Baum have a six-out save in him? We're going to find out here as he pitches this eighth inning and tries to pitch the ninth. Here we are. Robert Moore steps up. 2, 3, and 4 due up. The first pitch from the righty.
Yeah.
And a bunt squared. And did he pull back? Yes, he did in time as it came in on the hands. Ball one. We've seen this happen before where Tyler Baum's coming for the eighth. I don't know if he's come in for six final outs. The pitch, that's in there, strike one. Jesse, do you remember him coming in for the final six outs
of the game? I remember a four-out save. I do not remember anything farther. So
I think maybe he had a five-out save, too. 1-1 pitch. Bouncing ball right back to Baum. He reaches back, sprints over to first, then underhand tosses to Winkler. And there's one away.
Athletes.
Yes, indeed. Well played by Baum, the guy that is great and leads this team in saves this year.
Three times this season, Baum has worked two innings. April 30th against Quad Cities, he allowed one unearned run, no hits, no walks.
Here's Matt Wood, the left-hander, the pitch home. That's down low. One ball, no strikes. 4-2, Lansing leading, bottom eight.
May 17th at Lake County, two hitless, scoreless innings. And then most recently, June 13th, against Peoria, two innings, one hit, one unearned run. Effectively each time.
The pitch. That's on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Wait, so those were full two innings there?
Full two innings for each of those.
Got it. Shows how much we remember.
It's a long season.
1-1. Popped up center field. Coming in is Buelbas. Over to his right. One more gallop to his right and makes the catch. Two outs. Well, he has nailed it down. There's no question about that. ERA sits just over 2 through 19 games. Only 6 earned runs, only 1 home run, and a perfect 7-for-7 in saves this year. Opponents batting just 173 against the curly-cued Tyler Baum. Long locks coming out of the back of his cap. The pitch. Up high, ball one to the right-handed Joe Gray Jr. Lansing with a run in the first, the fourth, the fifth, and the eighth. The Uttertuggers with 2 runs in the third. They have not done anything since. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. 1-1. They have not had a base hit since the fifth. Lansing has set them down in order, 9 in a row, going back to the last out in the fifth. Stevie Emanuels got them through the sixth and the seventh with 4 strikeouts, 6 up, 6 down. Now Baum has 2 up, 2 down. 1-1, fastball outside corner, 1-2. And it's just a beautiful thing to watch the bullpen continue to come in, throw strikes, get outs. It's been effortless so far. Lansing 4 outs away from getting a third straight win. The pitch home. A little bit wide with the fastball, 2-2. Last night it was a 4-3 win for the Nuts. Day before was a 7-2 victory for the Nuts. 7-1, rather. The pitch. Swing and a miss. That fell out of the zone. Beautiful pitch by Baum. And he gets his first strikeout. We're through 8. Lansing 4, Wisconsin 2. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you through the ninth when we return.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Last chance for insurance for the Lugnuts. We go to the top of the ninth inning. Lugnuts 4, Wisconsin Utter Tuggers 2. 9-1 and 2, Richardi Muncy Winkler do up. Right-hander Nick Merkel remains in the game for Wisconsin. Lugnuts just scored a run against him in the eighth inning on a double on a couple of errors. That for insurance, not to make a one-run lead, a two-run edge. Let's see what they can manage now in the ninth inning. Brief delay. We were waiting on the right fielder, Joe Gray Jr., to clear something away. And now let's go. Right-hander out of Spokane, Washington, Merkel at 6 feet 7 inches tall against Mariano Ricciardi. First pitch. Fastball up high and wide to the left-handed hitting second baseman out of West Boylston, Massachusetts. Stands 5'7". 1-for-3 with a single. The pitch. Backdoor breaking ball missed outside. On the count, 2 balls and no strikes. Merkel signed out of Independent Baseball. The pitch, high and outside. And as that ball came screaming in, Ricciardi gave a little bit of a hop. From Central Methodist University, where Merkel's numbers were staggering. 106 innings, 75 hits, 229 ERA, 136 Ks. The deal? Strike called on the outside corner.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Are you telling me this guy pitched at CMU?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Fire up. Merkel's 3-1. Bowled away, off the left side. Count is full.
And not Carnegie Mellon University.
There are multiple CMUs. Central Methodist University, Adam. The C still stands for Central. The U still stands for University. The M... The pitch. Ricciardi lines it foul down the left side. Anyway, it was signed by Missoula in the Pioneer League. Do you know what Missoula's nickname is?
Is this something paddle? This is something paddle.
Hit it. Come on. Finish it. Payoff. Line drive left field for Dawson Beck to make the catch. Solid contact by Ricciardi, but at number one.
I can't remember.
The Paddleheads.
Paddleheads.
The Paddleheads of Missoula. And he was a starter there, too. Made 7 starts, 2.79 ERA, 38 2/3 innings. And he was signed by the Brewers. Spent last year in the Arizona Complex League for a couple of starts. And then opened up this year with Carolina. 15 relief appearances. Now up here with Wisconsin. Deals. Max Muncy takes ball one. Breaking down and away. And then to the backstop. There's a section of fans down the third base side trying to get the wave going. Unsuccessful so far. Lansing 4, Wisconsin 2. Top of the ninth, one out, nobody on. Here's the pitch. Muncy takes. Strike called at the letters in the outside corner.
How about a bomb for good measure?
I would not complain. Swing and a miss by Muncy. 1-2 on the 90-mile-an-hour fastball. The 2022 Pioneer League, by the way, featured the Missoula Paddleheads, the Billings Mustangs, Great Falls Voyagers, Idaho Falls Chukars. The pitch, up and in. The Pioneer League used to be short season baseball. The Glacier Ridge Riders, the Grand Junction Rockies, Ogden Raptors, Rocky Mountain Vibes, that's my squad. Northern Colorado Owls and the Boise Hawks. 2-2, bouncer foul rolling right. So the Grand Junction Rockies used to be a team called the Ghosts, affiliated with the Colorado Rockies. And Adam, what was so cool about them, the Casper Ghosts. Their uniforms, their baseball caps glowed in the dark. The pitch from Merkel. Bouncer pulled foul up the left side and hopping into the stands.
Grand Junction, huh?
Grand Junction.
Colorado?
Yes.
That's where that World Series was that starter pitched in tonight. Wiesner.
2-2. Ground ball struck to the second baseman Moore. He gloves. He throws to first. And Muncy's at number two. Now Merkel against Jack Winkler. Winkler is going to look to extend a 7-game hitting streak.
First baseman.
Jack has followed up his cycle with an 0-for-4. Couple of ground outs, one into a double play. Pop bat and a strikeout. Batting second of the order with bright yellow batting gloves. Righty deals to righty, up high. You know, speaking of Colorado, Jack Winkler.
That's right, Littleton.
That's right. Family originally from the Cleveland area. One ball and no strikes, two outs, nobody on. Nuts up 4-2 in the ninth. Merkel's pitch broke outside, ball two.
Mistake on the lake.
And then they built Jake on the lake.
Cleveland rocks.
A two-ball offering. Strike called on the outside corner. Nick Merkel with the sign. The pitch. Winkler swings and misses the fastball up at 89. When we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, we'll see Miller, Metzinger, and Martinez against Tyler Baum. Two outs, nobody on. Two balls, two strikes on Winkler. Here's the pitch. High for ball three. The streak's coming into play today. Junior Perez has extended his on-base streak to 11 games. Johnny Butler idle. He's got a 7-game on-base streak. Here's Winkler. 9-game on-base streak on the line. 3-2. A ground ball hit toward third. In between hop. Hops right over Metzinger and into left field. Winkler's on. Wide turnaround first base, goes right back to the bag. The throw-in mishandled by Robert Moore, but it trickles to the first baseman, Martinez. I mean, that ball took a nasty hop with Metzinger waiting back on it and crouching, and suddenly it jumped right over his noggin.
You can't rule that one an error, can you?
I don't think so. I think that should be a two-out single for Winkler.
Well, they ruled it an error.
That's where the groundskeeper says, I don't know why that hop took that hop, but that error's on me. Called strike on the outside corner to Daniel Susak. I don't know why that's an error. That ball took a bounce and went over Metzinger's head.
Some really tough errors tonight.
Four of them. Susak fouls back the 0-1.
And I think you can make an argument on all four that they weren't errors. Not saying you needed to go all four, not errors, but some tough judging tonight for these utter tugger fielders.
One ball, one strike correction on Daniel Susak. Winkler's at first base, so he is 0-for. And Daniel Susak is 1-for-4 with a double. Righty, righty. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Well, the count was 0-2, and he's gone. That's a scoreboard strikeout for me.
Scoreboard has just updated the errors to 3. There are actually 4 errors, so scoreboard struggling tonight.
They are, and we go to the bottom of the ninth. The Lugnuts not struggling, leading 4-2. Can they complete matters here at Wisconsin and win a third consecutive game? We'll find out.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The lead for Lansing is 4-2. And we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Utter Tuggers trio do. Miller, Metzinger, and Martinez. 5-6-7 batters against the Lansing right-hander, Tyler Baum. Right now, the totals. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Lugnuts. 2 runs, 8 hits, and 4 errors for Wisconsin. 4 very dubious errors. This could very easily be an 11-hit game for the Lugnuts. As it is, they're up by 2. And Tyler Baum back to the mound. The Lugnuts bullpen has been perfect. 3 up, 3 down against Emanuels in the 6th and the 7th, and then against Baum in the 8th. First pitch of the 9th popped up by Miller up the third baseline and a foul ground. It's Anales the call and the catch. Tyler Baum was over there causing a little bit of trouble. Nay, Rebiel Anales said, give me space. One pitch and Miller fouls out. And now the two of them exchange a great smile with each other. So Ben Metzinger comes up.
Ben Metzinger.
The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Metzinger is 0 for 3 with 2 double plays and a strikeout looking. 4-2 Lansing leads. Pitch on its way. Low. Ball one. Go back to the starting pitcher, Garland, and 1-1 above the letters. What you'll find is that Lugnuts pitchers have set down the last 12 Wisconsin batters. The last Wisconsin hitter was a Robert Moore triple in the 5th. The pitch, swing and a miss, could not stop himself on the fastball up at 94. On the count 2-2, that was a pivotal moment in this game. Wisconsin was down 3-2, bottom of the 5th inning, and with 1 out, Robert Moore tripled to right, so the tying run was 90 feet away. But Matt Wood grounded a first. Moore broke for the plate on the contact play. Jack Winkler's throw home beat him by plenty. And that's been all for Wisconsin. 2-2, swing and a miss. Down goes Metzinger. Second K for Baum. 13 straight Utter Tuggers retired.
This has been pleasant to watch here over the last 4 or 5 innings.
Yesterday was pleasant, too.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, Adam, before you arrived, Wednesday was nice. Here's Ernesto Martinez Jr., who swings and misses a fastball at 95. Tyler Baum is feeling it.
So you're saying every full game that we've been on the air to broadcast, it's been good.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back over the netting. Strike two. It was a straight changeup. You know, Wisconsin scored their 3 runs before I got here on Tuesday, and they won the game 3-0. So I've seen nothing but glory. 4-2 Lansing. 2 outs, 2 strikes. The pitch. Up and inside. Ball one. 97. I swear, this must have been what it was like to watch Tyler Baum in Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm. Lights out.
2-run lead for the Lugnuts. 1-2 pitch. Line drive slicing up the left field line. That ball is foul. Off toward the corner. That looked like one of the shots that I hit against you in pickleball.
Right down the line.
And not in.
Ah.
But the thought was good. The thought is always good.
And you know, there's always tomorrow, Jesse.
There's always tomorrow. Tomorrow, Adam's going to go down the slide.
Heck yeah.
2 outs, nobody on. Bottom of the 9th inning. 1-2 pitch to Ernesto. Swing and a miss. And the Utter Tuggers fall. Lansing wins 4-2 as Tyler Baum locks it down. 6 up and 6 down, ripping the final 2. So the Lugnuts have won 3 in a row here in Appleton. And they open up the second half 1-0. Nuts 4, Utter Tuggers 2.
That's 3 straight wins, and that's great pitching again tonight and again from this bullpen. Lansing just enough offensively. Great to see them stringing together the wins and off to a great start in the second half.
It's beautiful. Lugnuts are now 1-0, 32-34 overall. Utter Tuggers 0-1, 26-38 overall. They came back here brimming with confidence, Wisconsin. They'd gone on the road to the state of Michigan, They went 4-1 at West Michigan, and then they split a six-game series at Great Lakes, in which they played very well against the Midwest League's best team. So 7-4 in the mid. They come back. They're taking on the Lugnuts. They're feeling we can keep things going. We can start off the second half well. And instead, they have run into a buzzsaw, specifically the Lansing bullpen.
What did we talk about at the beginning of the year when Lansing had their biggest win streak to start the year, four straight victories? What'd they do it well in that series against Great Lakes, Jesse?
They pitched it well.
And that's what they're doing in this series. Pitching still wins baseball games. You pitch it well, there's a good chance you're going to win games. And that's what the Nuts are doing. They continue to get low-scoring outcomes from Wisconsin. They've scored 2 runs tonight, 3 runs last night, and just a run the night before. And believe it or not, all 3 of those have been victories. So they pitch it again tomorrow. There's a good chance they're going to win. But this has been fun to watch, especially from the back end.
Frankly, I believe it. And so that's now 17 2/3 innings by this bullpen in the series, and 1 run allowed.
That's outstanding, and you hope that that continues tomorrow. But first, you celebrate this one. 3 straight wins, not easy to come by, and just the 3rd time Lansing has strung together a 3-game win streak this year.
Tomorrow, you say? Tomorrow, Jacob Waters gets the ball for the Lugnuts. And for the Utter Tigers, it's the right-hander Edwin Jimenez, 6:40 local time, 7:40 Eastern time. Let's see what Waters can do against this Wisconsin squad.
He's been better and better. Now can he put together a full performance? I'm hoping, we're all hoping tomorrow that can be the day, but his stuff has looked better. He's looked more confident and in command. And maybe it helps against a team in Wisconsin that's struggling to hit the ball right now. Go out there, you see what you can do, put it in the zone. Good things are going to happen.
Relievers after Waters, we expect Kumar Nambiar, Jack Owen. Waters, the big Hawthorne right-hander, to lefties like Owen and Nambiar. Have fun with that.
Looking for a 4th straight win for just the 2nd time this year.
On the offensive side for Lansing, Junior Perez today goes 2-for-3. A single, a double, hit by a pitch. He steals a base. The only time they retire him was a deep fly out to right field. He keeps on hitting at him.
Yes, he does.
And stealing.
It's been fun to see again. This guy is, he's grown up before our eyes right here. Just 21 years old. Had a really tough first month and a half of the season, but boy, he has been electric since, and he's doing it in all facets of the game to affect the game, and certainly a big reason why Lansing is stringing together wins out here in Wisconsin.
You said it. Well, till tomorrow, we're enjoying ourselves. The Lugnuts offense went 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position. It's okay. They win 4-2. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. We wish you well from the land of the cheese curds and the utter tugging. 4-2 victory for the Lugnuts in Appleton. Have a good night from Wisconsin.